Just when I had done a podcast for the last episode of Duke City Wrestling, which I hadn't done a podcast about for ages, along comes the new episode. So I had to dump that one. Bye-bye, podcast. You served me so well. You served me so well. And here's the new episode, which is blooming good. Now, last week, as you might know if you watch Duke City Championship Wrestling, and I now do again, yes, I'm part of that club. Exclusive, but getting bigger by the day, I suspect. We saw Turbo Tony facing Chewy Gonzalez, and it was a hair Chewy Gonzalez versus Korea Turbo Tony match. And I suspected that Chewy Gonzalez would lose, and did, and he had his head shaved. Oh, what a pompadour. Anyway, this episode leads on from that. And Fernando Gonzalez, who has been doing the, I think the announcing and also the backstage segments, interview segments, is being replaced. No, he's not. He's not being replaced. He's sharing the duties with Bella, who does very well with Tommy Test. He's a newbie as well. By the way, they have an upcoming 20th anniversary. Yes, an anniversary. And I 20 years, as they say on commentary, and that would be Fred Slow and Chris Burnett and Soleil Taylor, who's wearing a set of beads. There's a reason that I mentioned that. They say that, well, we didn't think there could be any sustaining of wrestling in Duke City. But yes, there is. And I'm delighted to say that's smashing. Then there's a bloke on the video screen. We can't really hear him. We can hear people talking about him. Then they turn it up. Turn it up. Can you get the volume knob? Get the knob. Twist it. Twist the knob. There you go. And it's Tyler Copeland, who says that a lot of people are getting credit for the 20 years success. And he references Turbo Tony. He wants Turbo Tony in a match. And he says that, okay, so it's all right to mention all these people who really pushed for the promotion all those years and worked in the promotion. But really, it's him and his mates who are doing the stuff now. We're doing the stuff now. So he doesn't say it like that, obviously. But, well, we'll see what happens with Turbo Tony, won't we? And Tyler Copeland. Now, Fernando Gonzalez is out to announce a new belt, the Route 66 Championship. As he said on commentary, it sounds a bit dirty. That's great. And the belt's very nice. And Bella brings the belt out. She's new as well, of course. And the next match we got is Valak Vile versus Enrico Delgarte. Now, Enrique Delgarte. Now, Valak Vile is a magician. And as he says for my next trick, I will reappear in the centre of the ring. And all he does is step in through the ropes and stand in the centre of the ring. I love that. That's great. He looks a bit like Bateman. And, yeah. Delgarte works the leg, grapevines, it falls back on it. Three blooming times. That's hard on the knee, you know. Yeah, really hard. I mean, Aerosmith said falling on love was hard on the knees. But a grapevine with a kick back is hard on the knees as well, isn't it? So he adds an elbow drop, then a kick to the back. He's going for it. Then he goes for the second rope. He jumps on Vile's back to get to the second rope, slips off it. I think he's got a bit too much momentum there. And it doesn't look like a botch, actually, because there's Vile straight in there, suplexes him from between the ropes, and it bloody looks lovely. And then gets a DDT, which is okay from Vile, not bad at all. Now, as Delgarte comes off the top, Valak Vile fires one of those tinsel sticks into it. It's great, great insult. Tinsel stick. It, you know, those kind of things that poppers, that kind of thing. Party popper thing. With tinsel into his face. You've got to blind the fella. I can see, as they say on The Simpsons, sort of, I can just see a terrible rainbow. It's a horrible rainbow there, isn't it? Terrible tinsel. That's what I really wanted to say. What I wanted to say. So, yes, he gets some. He gets, he gets DQ'd and that's it. And then we've got Plex versus Chris Watson versus Tommy Test. Now, Plex has got a nasty attitude. So nasty, he spends the whole time outside. But he gets, spoiler alert, the pin. Tommy Test takes his time. He's called Two Scoops. I don't know why it is. I think that's because he works his way through the ice cream and he works his way through the audience as well. There's a rope walk from Chris Watson, which I like, and a drop kick. Tommy Test fights back into a discus clothesline. Then Devin Reno gets in. He's handed some beads by Soleil Taylor. Smacks him with them. Plex gets in. Hits a leg drop twice for a pin. Blimey. Smash and grab. And I like the frenetic nature of all this. Really enjoyed it. And you know what? I'll watch it again next week. Only this time, I hope I'm in time. Ta-ta.